Yep. Hold on. Now I'm ready.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring this regular scheduled code enforcement board meeting for today, May 26th, to order. Before we start, could I ask that you please silence all of your electronic devices, telephones, beepers, or pagers if we still have them. And with that, we'll start with a roll call.
Chairperson Matthew Criswell.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Maurice Capro.
Aye.
Board Member Michael Burns.
Aye.
Board Member Carol Giltz.
Aye.
Board Member Colleen Murphy.
Aye.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Aye.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
Thanks. We're all here.
Perfect. At this time, I'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. First, we'd like to thank those that are on the front lines in this unprecedented time in our lives and for the people that stand behind us and in front of us every day and keep us going. Want to lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you. Make a seat. Captain Tracker, are there any agenda changes we need to know about?
We do not.
Okay. Can we have everybody forward that's going to give any type of testimony tonight to be sworn in?
You can all just, stand up. That's good. Raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. It's been some time since we met last, but did anybody have a chance to review the minutes?
I did.
You did?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from February 25th, 2020.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion, changes, corrections? Can we have a roll call?
Yep. Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capro.
Aye.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Board Member Murphy.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Thanks.
All right. Anything else to discuss? We'll move on to first presentation, please.
All right. This is case number 2020 CE000427.
Cab track, real quick. Can everybody see it? Is it okay, the lighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see it.
Okay.
All right, the violation address is 965 Sequoia Drive here in the city. The owners are Mr. and Mrs. Morrissey, and the boat owner is William Morrissey. It's in violation of Winter Springs Ordinance 20-431, boat in a residential area, and I'm the inspector on this. All right, so this is way back when. Back on Sunday, October 13th, we received an anonymous complaint regarding this property. That following Monday, I did the inspection. Observed a boat and a trailer to be in violation of our said ordinance 20-431. And that deals with parking and storage or maintenance of certain vehicles prohibited in a residentially zoned area. Here's a copy of the statute. In a nutshell, it says that the boat has to be behind the forward edge of the front of the house. Here's some of the bold information on that. Park or store behind the front building line, parked on a paved parking surface or a DPA designated parking area. Here is a black and white picture, but this is what the address looks like. You can see the boat to the left of the house. There's about 7 feet or so that hang out past the forward edge of the house. If you can see this corner here, this would be what it would have to be behind, and it's protruding past that area. And is it moving? I'm getting nothing on here.
Oh, my bad. Go.
All right, here's some Google Map aerial views and some street views. On the Google Map aerial view, you can see how the boat, front of the boat, extends past the forward edge. I don't know why these are black and white. And there's a direct line of how much is exposed. Can you guys see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. Notice of code violation was mailed out, certified return receipt to the registered owner, the resident owner and the boat owner with the correction date by March 7th, 2020. On several times I've spoken and met with William Morrissey. He's the boat owner. And a lot of it has been met with false promises. I'm going to get it moved. I need to do this. I need to do that. Kept giving him some extended time to get things squared away, and he just couldn't accomplish that. As of today, it still remains a violation. It was set for code board back in March, and then April, those were canceled. We re-kept posting, proper posting. They would come back, returned unclaimed, although I would still talk to William Morrissey. I'd meet him at the residence and stuff like that. December 16th, the boat hasn't moved. As of this date, as of this morning, no corrective action has been taken. I recommend you find the owner to be in violation of the said ordinance. Recommend another 15 days until June 10th to comply and correct the violation. If not, then a fine of $250 per day be imposed.
Thanks, Captain. Does anybody have any questions for Captain Track?
Because it looks like it's parked on the grass, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me back up a little bit. So it is parked on the grass. At one point, we talked about designated parking areas. He was trying to create his own. He has since failed. There's a bag of mulch under that boat. That's not going to suffice as a designated parking area. There's certain requirements by ordinance that he would have to comply with. I'm going to pull up color photos.
I'm going to pull it up on the website.
So you can see it a lot better. You're taking these off Laserfish, I bet.
I think, yeah, Tristan, I'm taking them off. Let's see. Just give me a minute. There.
Yeah.
I truly expected him to be here tonight. I don't know why he's not here.
This is a new case? This isn't one that we had previous?
No.
Okay.
Well, let's get that knocked out while we're waiting. Is there anybody here to give testimony on this tonight? All right, seeing nobody, we'll go further with the pictures. Question for the board. Does anybody need to see the color pictures?
No.
Sequoia.
It's pretty clear.
Pretty clear. Okay.
Well, it's on the grass, and it's...
No, they have them for us here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's absolutely on the grass.
There you go.
Now that things are in color, do we have any questions for Captain Track?
No.
Yeah. I'd entertain a motion if anybody would like to make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
I move to find the respondent in violation of the city code in order that respondent be given until June 10th, 2020 to correct the violation. In the event the respondent fails to comply by this date, a fine in the amount of $250 per day shall be, $250 shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
Got a motion?
I'll second that.
We've got a second. Any discussion? Take a roll call if you don't mind.
Sure. Vice Chairperson Capro?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Board Member Murphy?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye. All right, motion carries.
Ready for the next one? Okay.
Yes, sir.
This is case 2020-CE-000353. The violation address is 815 Dyson. Owners of Michael and Monique Herringshaw, and please don't kill me for this, Denise Pico Laborde.
Fine.
Another co-owner, and it's a violation of 20-439, construction of a DPA designated parking area. Originally, the inspector was Code Officer McLaren. He's not here right now, so I've taken this case over. Past several months, numerous complaints have come into the code enforcement regarding this property, specifically what would be violation of parking on the grass or improper DPA, designated parking area. On February 7th, Officer McLaren did an inspection and found a parking issue to be in violation of our city code. He mailed out the notice of code violation, certified return receipt in accordance with statute. 20-439 talks about the DPA. It shall be a separate outdoor area on a residential lot, which is designed in accordance with the requirements of this section of the parking of vehicles. You're only allowed one maximum DPA per lot, and it shall be located parallel to the adjacent to one side of the existing driveway, and it shall not extend beyond the sidewalk. These are some of the key points that are in that ordinance. It's a little lengthier than that, but approved materials, and it shall not exceed 12 feet in width. And then here's a graphic of what the city ordinance outlines what a DPA is. This is 815 Dyson prior to the Herringshaws moving in, of what it would look like on a street view without the DPA. This is what it looks like as the time this picture was taken. You can see they've extended 4x4s all the way out. They mulched it, and it goes straight back to the end of the driveway. They since put a border in here to kind of cut it in half, but it still exceeded the 12-foot width minimum or maximum at this time. Some pictures, some vehicles parked beyond the DPA, over the DPA. Numerous cars. This goes on. Here's some measurements. I went out and I met Mr. Herringshaw, and we was able to take some measurements, had a good discussion with him about how to get in compliance and stuff like that. This just to shows you that they're at 23 feet is that midway point. Gives them an idea of how long that is. And there's 26 feet there. As of this morning, I drove by, and this is what it looks like as of this morning. What's different is they've installed some concrete decorative bricks and capped off the 12-foot width area going all the way up the driveway. There's no more 4x4s that surround this. I do have a recommendation. I ask that you find the homeowner in violation of the current DPA ordinance. That I ask that he remove the west side of the mulch and resod that with grass to take away the appearance of that secondary DPA. What he has done is repositioned and replaced the 12-foot allowable width, and he contoured it to the driveway. And this was just an example of how it was going to look. This is kind of what it looks now with the decorative block, and then vehicles will be able to park into that DPA. A compliance date by June 26th, that's 30 days, have it reinspected for compliance, and if he fails to meet that, then a fine of $250 will be imposed until such compliance is met.
This isn't relevant. What I'm going to say is not relevant, but I don't know whether you can answer it or not. Is there some kind of a business going on there with all these trucks? Because I go by there and I see it. I'm like, wow.
That's probably something.
Tons of trucks.
Rather have the homeowner talk about.
Pardon?
I'd rather probably have the homeowner talk about that.
Okay.
Any other questions for Captain Trek? If the homeowners want to come up, you're more welcome. Just walk around back. Please come up to the front, state your name, your address, and then you can fire away with your testimony.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm Mike Herringshaw, property owner. This is my mother-in-law, Denise.
You just state your address for the record.
815 Dyson Drive.
Perfect.
So in regards to all the vehicles, so we moved to Winter Springs in this house specifically. We are foster parents and have a very big family by today's standards with 8 children. I have multiple teenagers who drive, who also have multiple teenage friends who drive. And pretty much everybody drives a big truck. So the vehicles, you know, collect quite rapidly. I think we own 7 vehicles or 8 vehicles ourselves, just in our family, not to mention when people start coming over. So parking does get tight, and we since the beginning, Bachland Officer McLaren have been as compliant as possible. The original design of the wood going around the property was a misunderstanding between Officer McLaren and I. He said to just put mulch down so you're not parking on the grass. So I took that as, you know, I mulched everything. Our goal is to be compliant and to do as you ask. in the timeframe that you ask. We have no issues with that.
Does anybody have any questions? Have you studied it? Do you understand the...
Yeah, now the I know what the recommendations are. You know, we were trying to use wood, and my driveway is all curvy. You can't make wood bend.
Yeah.
Well, at least I can't make wood bend. Right. So that's when I finally decided to get the blocks, and that way I can follow the contour to be more compliant. You know, it's hard when you got... I'm not home 24/7, and I have random, you know, my son's friends coming over, and, you know, all those... Most of the vehicles you see over top are people that don't live there. It's hard to keep them 100% compliant all the time, but for the most part, I think we're doing pretty well.
Ma'am, do you have anything to add?
No.
No.
Unless you have a question.
No, I don't.
He's covered
it.
And those pictures are taken at random times, so...
Some of them are pretty
you
old.
You don't know who's there. You know, if they've come to visit for 10 minutes, they don't live there. We only have, what, two trucks that actually live there?
Three.
Well,
not mine, four. We have 8 vehicles that live there.
Who knows? I think you
can. So question... and I'm not going to beat you up on this. I think
sure.
That's why I asked if you studied it. You know, the lure, the draw to Winter Springs is that in itself. It's a lure and a draw for a reason. We like to try to keep it. And at Tuswell especially, it's a tight community that has stayed the way it stayed for almost 50 years now. So I guess what I would say to you is I would really study up on it. Get with inside of the compliancy and the guidelines so that it can stay that way. I think you're on the radar now, so it's not going to stop. I don't think that anybody on the board wants to see you more than one time. But I think if you stick within the parameters, then I think we'll be okay. And is 30 days good enough for you? If we move forward with this, does June 26th, if you got...
I mean, if you could extend it, that would be great, because, I mean, that's a lot of mulch and a lot of money for...
Got 8 kids, though. You got to put those kids to work.
And that's who will be doing it.
5 of them are under 5, so they don't
work. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at one point in time, you're going to have a lot that going to be able to help out. That's great. You're doing an awesome job. Does anybody else have any questions?
I just want to, if
yes,
I could
ma'am.
Chime in, just to clarify, this is solely for 20-439, correct?
Just to the DPA.
Thank you.
We've only been there 3 years, so there was a lot of construction on the inside of the house that had to be done to make it livable. We did not even know we had a sewage system until after we moved in because the seller lied to us. So we've had a lot of things that we've had to do. So trying to keep up with your code enforcement along with trying to make a place livable has been a plus taking on the foster children. Has been a burden. So, so if you just give us time, we don't know this. We moved from Winter Park in the unincorporated area. So, yeah, they had a code too, but it was different.
We were the good neighbors in our old neighborhood in Winter Park, the ones that helped everybody out and would give you the shirt off their backs and the ones they came to for the hurricane. And we're still those people.
I was just going to say, I think you're still
those
people.
We're still those people, even though, you know, we don't meet the visual guidelines that has been set in place by Tuscaloosa community. And we want to get back to being like that, and we want to be as compliant as possible.
Fantastic.
So I the only thing I would ask is how much time do you need? I mean, when you were asked, is 30 days enough, you kind of
hedged. I'll get it done in 30 days.
I can't guarantee any of that. I don't get to set that.
Well, who can? That put a wrench in things.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Maybe to Captain Track. Would there be any modification of the parking situation other than what's been recommended that would allow a more aesthetically pleasing option that would prevent future complaints?
I can only go by what the statute says or what the ordinance says. I can't say you need to cement this or you need to put this type of material down. Mulch is one of the approved materials that can go down. And and that that's what he does, and he would be in compliance.
Thank you.
That would be a planning and zoning question or a building official question.
Understood. Thank
Anything
you.
Else?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So that large area that we don't park in that's now mulched, would that, I'm not saying that's what he wants to do, would that be allowed as a, say, a very large plant area with flower bed type thing to make it look pretty at the edge of the property? Or, I mean, I don't know what the codes are.
Yeah, I think any planting material is allowed, but I think if it's going to get too crazy, you may want to submit something to the city and just ask. I can't tell you what to put in or what not.
You know, some trees and flowers and whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we take so many trees out of this city, I think that they'd be happy if you put a tree or two
we
back
love
in.
Trees.
So,
yes.
The arborist could tell you more about that than we could. Anything else? I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to find response in violation of the city code and the ordered response be given until June 26, 2020 to correct the violation. In the event response failed to comply by this date, a fine in the amount of $250 shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
Get a motion?
I second the motion.
Ms. Murphy with the second. Any discussion? Can we have a roll call?
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Board Member Murphy?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capra?
Aye.
Thank you.
You guys understand?
Yep.
30 days. If you get it coming to compliance, you can contact Captain Track. He'll come out and take a look at it. We're good. My only parting gift would be don't let it happen again, because then it now becomes a bigger issue. So,
yep.
Good luck. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Inspector Guerra, you ready?
Yep. The case number is that loud enough?
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. Case number is 2020 CE000154. The parcel number is 11-21-30-3AG-126G000. The owner is Royals Portfolio LLC. The violations were Winter Springs City Ordinance 13-2C for grass height overgrown yard, Winter Springs City Ordinance 13-2B for tree trimmings and yard trash, IPMC 302.7 light fixtures, IPMC 304.2 protective treatment, and Winter Springs City Ordinance 6-195 maintenance offenses. The date of service is May 11th, 2020 by myself, Carrie Guerra. On January 22nd, 2020, I received a complaint from the HOA regarding the property and how it was in disrepair. I went to the property and did have several violations that I saw. On January 23rd, 2020, I sent a notice of NCV to the owner of the property. On January 31st, 2020, the United States Postal Service website advised it was delivered to an individual. On May 11th, 2020, a code board notice was posted at the location and City Hall by Captain Track. I sent a certified and first class letter to the property owner also. On May 19th, 2020, the United States Postal Service website showed a code board letter that was delivered and accepted. On May 19th, 2020, I received a call from Mr. Eisman, who is the representative of the property. He requested that I send him pictures of the violations, which I did email him. He also requested more time. I told him to get back to me and let me know what he needed. I did not hear back from him. He called one time on 422, which I tried to call him back, and he never called back. Then he called again, which was on May 19th, that's when I sent him the pictures. And he didn't respond back to me until yesterday in an email requesting more time, also of 6 months. He's advising that everything is shut down where he's at and that they need more time since he's out of state as an owner of the property, and he wanted more time. It's kind of an odd situation. The front of the property is what he owns. Where the house is another owner. So they just own the front of the property. So this is the entrance area where all the paint is chipping off. The grass is all overgrown. There's black growth all on the top of the pillars. Where the fence is, it's all rusting down. There's a light.
Kind of.
So there's this light here, right here. Mm-hmm. It's broken, like bending sideways. There's a better picture.
Mm-hmm.
Way over there, this is where the house is, which is owned by someone else. They just have this front part right here. This is where all of the, it's all overgrown and they have yard waste everywhere. Kind of hard to see in this, but it's all rusted. It's where the fence is broken in certain areas also, and it's chipping, all the paint's chipping off. This was on 5/20/20, where it has not been corrected, still looks exactly the same. I am recommending the board to find the property in violation and impose a fine of $100 a day if found in non-compliance. The owner should be given until June 30th, 2020. I suggested that date before he got back to me because I hadn't heard from him. So, I mean, I don't know if we want to give him a whole 6 months to comply. That seems a little excessive, but I'm willing to hear from the board what you guys suggest.
I thought I misheard you when you said 6 months.
Yeah, that's what he sent me an email yesterday requesting 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
But any questions for Inspector Guerra?
Yeah, I don't know how relevant, but are there two mailing addresses at this parcel? One for the front, one for the back?
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions.
Can you go back to that picture so we can see it, if you don't mind?
It should be good. There you go.
To where the house is?
Where the house is.
No, let's go back a couple more.
Okay. Clarify something, and I so apologize, but the two addresses, are you guys just talking about the fact that the entryway is owned by somebody?
Yes.
And the house is,
yes.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a purpose, it wasn't an issue as far as notice.
No, so the one just in front of this one, the other way, I'm sorry.
Oh, this way?
One more, and then one more. There you go, right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to the house that's doesn't have anything wrong with it, we're not worried about that. To the right there's a little dirt road off, and that's what's in question?
No, what I'm referring to is this whole area right in, like, this, it's like a big brick entrance. So
okay.
All that way, and they own all the way down, actually, this portfolio. They own all this property. The only thing that the other person owns is the actual house. So,
okay.
So, Inspector, is there a street address for this property?
That's why I had to go with the parcel number, because the actual address is for the house, 545.
Gotcha.
You know, different in the parcel numbers for just that part of the land.
And in your estimation, how much work needs to be done on this thing? And what would a reasonable time frame be?
Well, I was already noticing them since January. No one got with me at all. So I think 6 months is a little excessive. 3 months, maybe? Split it in half.
Well, yeah, the question becomes, if you gave them until June 30th, might as well just give them until, honestly, you would give them until July 27th, because we actually meet on the 23rd, so we would miss our June meeting, so there would be no sense to fault somebody for a few more weeks up to the 27th if we weren't going to give it to the 22nd or 23rd. I guess I have a ton of questions on this, actually.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't really relevant, but was this a, did somebody drive by and see this, or did somebody call this in?
It was a member of the HOA.
Okay. The other question is, are those gates real gates, or are they just aesthetic?
No, I mean,
it's open, and one's...
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen anybody come or go when I was there, so it looks like there used to be a keypad. See right there in the where the little pillar is?
Yes, ma'am.
There used to be a keypad there that worked and didn't look like it was functioning at that time when I was there.
Okay.
Is there an agreement between the homeowner and this gate for easement?
I have not talked to the homeowner at all.
Okay. It's just decorative out in the middle of the street.
It's really odd. I know.
Strange.
Yeah.
What date are you looking at?
I was just making the assumption or pointing out that we meet on the 23rd, and Inspector Garrett proposed the 30th of June, which would be a week after we had already met.
Right.
So if we weren't going to do it beforehand, you know, why hold somebody's feet to the fire? Gave them all the way up until either the 24th or the 27th, which would be the Friday before we met or the Monday before we met.
July.
Of July, correct. However, I mean, the gentleman's asking for 6 months, which really to me is December.
May I ask, where is he located?
In Maryland.
Oh, right. Boy, Maryland is, I can tell you right now, I have a buddy that's moving up there for Lockheed Martin, and they are just on lockdown up there.
Yeah. That's what he did advise. He said right, they're on lockdown.
There's no doubt about
right,
it.
Right, but the truth is he's had this since January. So
right.
He had January, February, March. He had 3 months when he ignored it. Mm. Then comes COVID, so now all of a sudden I have a reason not to, and I want another 6 months? I mean, that's silly. What I would suggest is instead of giving him to the 24th or 27th, let's give time for our code inspectors to go back there. I would give him until the 14th or the 21st and tell him, you know, we're going to give you 45 days or whatever it is, and there you go.
Of what month?
Of July. I would give him till the 14th of July and tell him you have till the 14th of July to fix it. That gives time for the inspectors to go back and reinspect without being rushed to go out there the day before the meeting.
Oh, yeah, we have to have 2 weeks for the postings.
Absolutely.
Before their,
That's why I'm suggesting we give you more time.
The 14th.
So you've not had extensive conversations with this gentleman?
No.
Because I understand Maryland is on lockdown. That's right. Where my wife's company is based. And
I mean, I left messages the first time on 4/22. I left a message. He never got back to me. Finally, on 5/19, I guess because he got the code board notice again. And then he was upset that we could cancel the code board, but he couldn't cancel the code board. So he was upset about that. And that's when he requested the
petition. So Maryland's on lockdown, but through the grace of God and Alexander Graham Bell and Steve Jobs.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he could reach out and touch anybody like E.T. So, I'll give the respondent a chance to come up and give some testimony. Seeing none,
Zoom meeting?
I would let the board make a motion and go on what we have here. And
the date of that? Then
we're looking July 14th. I just have a quick question. Did he request the continuance of tonight's hearing or no?
He wanted to cancel the board meeting, and I said that we couldn't cancel. But then I sent him the pictures, and I never heard from him again until Monday with the email that says, "Can I have 6 months?" That's what he said.
Inspector, in no short terms, and I'm not going to ask you to quote it, but is that what it really said? Is can I have 6 months?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Okay. Can we put that into evidence or put it into the package?
If you all want to see it and she wants to put it into the record, that's perfectly fine.
I think so.
Pass it down or just read it out loud and then.
Oh, do you want to read it? Okay.
Yeah.
Says, "Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for sending the photos of the property. As you know, we are on. We are an out-of-state owner, and the pandemic is complicating matters for us. We intend to address the issue you have raised, but ask for 6 months to do so. Can you please confirm that this is acceptable?" And that's it.
Okay. We'll enter that into evidence. And any other questions, comments, concerns?
So are you thinking about giving him 6 months? Is that your opinion? Or?
No, ma'am. I just said I'll let the board figure out what they want to do. And I think we need to keep in mind that we do need a two-week posting on it. So if we're going to do it instead of on a day before, let's think about that for 2 weeks for posting for the thing. Because, again, if we're going to miss it with postings, then why hold somebody's feet to the fire?
So you'd have to do it by July 14th?
No, you have to do, if we do it by July 10th, that July, move it back to July 10th, that gives them 2 weeks to post.
Right. Okay.
And then the next one after that would be?
August.
Would be August. Would have to be in by August 7th for an 11th posting.
But it's mostly vegetation that, and maybe we're, and painting that wall.
There's some stucco repair.
Or what, you know, depending on what they want to do.
Contractors are contracting in Florida.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah, so let's, if we don't have any questions, we'll entertain a motion from somebody.
Which date are we talking about?
I think that'll come up in the motion.
Are we agreed on a date?
No.
I honestly, guys, I'm open to any date. August. I don't think 6 months is acceptable.
Right.
But
what about August 7th? It gives him 3 months.
My concern with 3 months is he had 3 months that he wasted January, yeah. February, March.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a matter of getting a work crew in there and getting it done.
Right.
You know?
It's not much more than a day's worth of work unless there's something.
If you have a whole crew in there. So I think we should go with the July 14th or 27th.
You're going for the 10th for the posting.
I would move it to the 10th if you wanted to. Yeah. If you want to do it for July, I would make it the 10th. So that so
that's
they
give or take 45 days, folks.
Right.
So
July the 10th.
Can I ask too? Just did he say that he wanted to come down here to fix it, or did he bring up? I mean, obviously somebody can get on the phone and see about getting someone to come fix something. I don't know how. I don't know how easy that really is when you're sitting in Maryland on the phone trying to call someone, for instance, saying, go to this property, I swear it's mine, then go to Home Depot and buy the stuff to replace the light and whatnot. But just, I wanted to make sure that he wasn't necessarily trying to come down himself, or hopefully he would be reasonable enough to know that you could pick up the phone and have options, at least trying to call someone when, if he's stuck. That's my only
concern. Yeah, when I spoke to him on the phone, he's like, well, how bad is it? And I was like, well, I can send you photos, and that's what I did.
Right.
And I thought he would get right back to me.
Sure.
He didn't until Monday when it was a holiday.
I could only imagine that we might be the first time contacting him, but the HOA,
sure.
I mean, of course. We know the area and the demographic over there. So, and if you were out of state, you could always say, check in with the president of the HOA. I'm sure that they would love to meet somebody there, make sure they were doing it or took a picture. So, yeah, we could what if it. So, motion?
All right, I'll make a motion. I move to find the respondent in violation of the city code and order that the respondent be given until July